And we have a special guest on the Lunchtime Social. It's Matt White from the council. Afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon, Ian. How you doing, all right?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, good. Thank you for coming in, because I know you're busy.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
And I don't know whether people know just how busy you get. Because, obviously, you know, tell us, you're comms manager?
Yeah, communications. So we're the communications function of the council, which I look after. And that basically means that we deal with the media. When the media have an interest in a council-related issue, they come to us if they're planning to run some stories. And we then manage that process from that point.
And how long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing this job for a year. Previously, I was in the media on the Isle of Wight, so I was coming at it from the other side, where I was the one asking the questions. Now, it's been interesting to be receiving questions and then trying to deal with it.
How do you feel about that? Do you have sympathy now when you see it from the other side and you see how difficult working at a council can be?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing you learn very quickly about the council, it's a very, very big organisation. And in actual fact, a lot of really, really good work goes on within that organisation. Typically, as a journalist, stories I used to write about the council, you could just say had some sort of a negative tone, because I used to ask some quite tricky questions around a whole host of different matters. But now you learn the other side of the story, and I learn about the work and other things that go on within the council, and it does make you think differently. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you any tricky questions. Well, I might chuck in a
couple. No problem.
The communication thing is I think the most important thing. The one thing that I've, and we've had this conversation, you know, off air a few times in the past. The communication from the council sometimes, if they were to do it better, and they're getting better, if they were to do it better, people would have a bit more understanding and wouldn't be quite so mean. Yeah. Because, you know, there are a number of people that are working incredibly hard, and there's no free rides anymore. There's no easy, you know, go back 10, 15 years, you probably had lots more people that were working at the council probably pen pushers and wandering around with bits of paper, but there ain't no room for that now.
No, certainly not. It's And we have to be very, very clear. There's a number of different aspects to communications in the council. One part of my job and our job as a communications team is to promote good things that are going on. So that involves us talking with our colleagues, not just at County Hall, but across the council, because it's a very vast organisation across the island, and actually discovering and learning about what we're doing as a council. And that's where I hear some really good stuff, and that's why I want to promote some of that, because the flip side is when, you know, ultimately, and rightly, taxpayers want to know how money's being spent. And so with that comes an awful lot of scrutiny of the council within the media. Mm. And with that comes with lots of questions. And so it's really important that, again, we're very transparent and we're very clear around why these decisions are taken. But sometimes that does mean that it can cause some uncertainties, it can affect people in different ways, and so that has to be managed. But you're absolutely right, it's all about us trying to get the right balance between being very clear and in explaining what we're doing and why, but also reminding people that there is another side to the story and that there is a lot of good things that are coming out of the council.
Yeah, too right there is. I just want to point out, obviously, the good news we want to shout about, and we do have good news in the news this morning. Apparently, there's only a small percentage of cutbacks, which is good stuff. Now, I'm just going to go back to what you said about the council has been a big job and so on. So people get an idea, a rough idea of just how big. How many people actually work for the council?
Well, across the whole council, we're talking around about 1,500 people. It could be a bit more than that. I'm not absolutely precise on the figures, but it's a lot of staff. And that can be, you know, full-time, part-time, all different in completely varied roles, from, you know, office workers at County Hall to people that are on front line for adult social care and children's services, to people that are maintaining parks and, you know, all of those sorts of things. So it's absolutely vast area.
How many people work in communications?
Well, the media team, which is the team I run, consists of four people. I think I'm right. Five people. Then there is a design team, which all comes under the communications portfolio, and there's also one lady who looks after the council's website. So in total we're talking about 10 people, but okay. for the amount of work that involves, that isn't a huge team.
That's a small team.
That's a small team. I mean, if you compared that to a mainland council, it's at least half less than perhaps what they would expect to have.
So it's no wonder that you sometimes struggle to get the news, the good news out there, you know, as quick as you can, because there is only four of you doing the main stuff and there are people working in the background as well, which is incredible, really. I remember working at another radio station. The name escapes me, but we're, you know, going back about 15, 16, 17 years ago, and they had 11 people like you. Mm. 11 looking after, you know, and yeah, okay, it was expensive, but now you're down to four.
Yeah.
So the point we're making is, you know, there's only four people doing the job. So if that's just in comms, so you can bet your life that there's cutbacks elsewhere. So they're all going to struggle, you know. So maybe we should cut them a bit of slack and so on. Yeah, okay, we hit people when we have to. That's probably not the right term.
No, but that's the reality. There's I think if there's criticism to, you know, sometimes that criticism can be fair. And I've in my previous sort of life as a journalist, I've been very critical of the council and some of the things it's done. One thing, again, from now in my job, is what the council has shown is even when you do have, I guess, limited resources in different services, it doesn't mean to say that things can't be done well. And I guess I take children's services as an example. Recently, they had 6 years ago, children's services on the Isle of Wight were rock bottom. Ofsted came in and rated them inadequate. Now, with support from Hampshire County Council, but still very much run by a lot of the same people that were in children's services on the Isle of Wight at that time, it's now being considered as one of the best in the country. So it does show that even with smaller teams, even with efficiencies, actually different ways of working can still produce the goods. And I guess that's the same in communications. Yes, we don't have such a big team as maybe we've done before, but we can still improve on how we do things.
Do you know, just off the top of my head, just very recently there was a meeting that took place and only 14 people took the time and the trouble to go to.
Yeah.
At Medina Theatre.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad because it's about our future and so on. And I don't know how well it was publicised and so on. But I just thought, why are you having it there? Why don't you have it, you know, invite people in to the council, limited amounts.
Yeah.
You can come in and we'll answer any questions, because that would mean more to me. It would mean more to the people out there, because they could come in and say, oh, crikey, I didn't realise you've got all this going on in here, rather than go somewhere that absolutely means nothing to them. And I think somebody said transparency a few years ago, and I don't dispute the transparency at all. I just think sometimes we've got to work on the communication, which can be seen as transparency. Come on in, look, have a look around. This is what we do. These are the people that work at the council. We're flat out, as you can see.
Yeah.
Are the doors open? Do people get that opportunity?
Absolutely. In my time in the council, I've never once heard of a situation where if someone wants to find out or learn about something within the council, within County Hall specifically, that would be declined. I think with the budget event, that was something that the council wanted to try, because I think previously in other years, the way the budget process has been handled is different. This time, the administration decided to go out very early, 4 months in advance of the budget setting meeting, which was last night, with their plans. And the idea behind that was to actually give people 4 months, effectively, to really have a look at them, feedback on them, give ideas about how we can do things differently. And overall, that process, while it has attracted some concern because of some of the proposals, it has led to some really, really good feedback from the public, and that feedback has genuinely been used to tweak or change or do things a bit differently within the budget, which was set last night. So that was a really positive outcome. I think the meeting, yes, it was very quietly attended. That will be looked at and how we can perhaps do that differently in the future, because ultimately these events are for people to come along and ask those that are making these decisions how to do it, and or, you know, ask the right questions. So everything that the council does is under scrutiny. It tries something. If it doesn't work, it'll try something else. But you're absolutely right. County Hall is very much open. Obviously, there's a dual function over there now, because there's the new help centre within County Hall, which has involved our partners at Age UK and Citizen Advice, who now operate from there as a help centre. So there's all sorts of new things that are happening that the council's involved in, and coming into County Hall, you can learn a bit more about that.
How much has, because I know you guys are on social media, you're moving with the times and so on, and I think sometimes that, you know, the way things are set up, not just within a council, that, you know, we need to change, make radical changes. Can we, you know, how much have things changed in the last sort of 10 years regarding social media, regarding reaching out to people and communication?
Yes, I mean, it's been, and it continues to evolve. The change, I mean, I started working for the media around 13 years ago, and back then websites were all around, but social media wasn't really a thing. So communication was via traditional means, like newspapers, radio stations, posters, and then websites. Now social media is such a massive resource for someone like the council. But you're still looking at a varied audience on there. So Facebook, for example, can be a really useful forum to share news, but it can also be a forum where people can be quite negative. And so you have to, again, get the balance right. What's appropriate to maybe use for Facebook, what feedback and how you receive that feedback you take from there. Also, Twitter and other social media sites. It's completely changed the landscape of communication and the media generally, hasn't it? I'm sure it's the same for you guys here.
Yeah, sadly, you know, in your case, you know, the council's case is sometimes people can be cruel and so on and so forth, which is negative, which is a negative thing. And what the point, you know, I see and I want to make is that there are so many people that are working incredibly hard at the council to read these negative things day after day after day after day. And after, you know, it's draining. And you know, all you're doing is draining the enthusiasm that people, you know, that they have in a job that where they need to be enthusiastic, and they're still working for the people of the island. So, you know, the more they do that, is more draining on society, or not draining on the council, and it doesn't have a positive, you know.
No, it doesn't. It's and if you, you know, I take it when you work for something like the council, somewhere like the council, you automatically get quite defensive of the council if people criticise the council, even though they may have a point. It depends. But, you know, I found myself quite quickly, within days of working there already, because you know that there is another side and you know that it maybe isn't quite so black and white as it may seem. And so that's part of the challenge of my job, to make people actually think differently, in a sense that there is perhaps a reason for it, or there is another bit of context around that. But you're right, it does affect staff. And, you know, we have to be quite thick-skinned at times, because the criticism of the council can be quite a blanket criticism. I mean, certainly in the time I've been there, while I don't really wish to highlight it, but obviously the floating bridge has been a huge talking point for a long time now, and some of the issues around that. And often when I see people in the street and we talk about the council, they'll pass a comment about the floating bridge. And it's almost like that their opinion of that is reflective of the whole council. And
it's your fault, isn't it?
Well, it is. Yeah,
and that's I totally get that. It really is. That must be such a frustrating thing. There must be so many frustrations about doing what you're doing, because at the end of the day, you're doing a job. At the end of the day, you're doing the job to your best of your ability. You're working long hours. You're putting yourself out. It's not like it was 20 years ago, where people can come in, don't do too much, because there's lots of people, you can hide and so on. There's been, you know, trimmings, cutbacks, call them what you will, within the council, people are working harder, they're working longer, and sometimes we forget that they got families and lives too, and we give you a hard time. When I say we, I mean, you know, yes, I've had my time in the past when we do have, you know, our say in things, but, you know, when we look at it, we're all in the same team. Mm. We all want the successes. We all want things to be better. We all want, you know, we don't want to be stuck in traffic. We want our bins picked up on time. We all want the same things. And people forget that you have your bins collected too.
Yeah.
You have to use the floating bridge as well. And I've been saying to people just recently, because people moan about the Red Funnel, they moan about White Link and so on and so forth. Only a few noisy people.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine the majority of people that use those facilities all think, well, okay, we go across, ask this one question. If it wasn't there, what would you do? If that floating bridge wasn't there, what would you do? If that boat wasn't there, if that council wasn't there, what would you do? You'd have to sort your own rubbish out.
Yeah.
That's the alternative.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. that is something I think people may not always appreciate, is that all the services that the council provide affect the staff too, as residents, or in a lot of cases, the vast majority of staff within the council would live on the Isle of Wight. So it's quite unique in that sense, because potentially on the mainland, you could work for a council but live 30 miles away, and whatever that council decides doesn't necessarily affect you in your home life. So that definitely has an impact. And the council, you know, I don't think you work for a council and go into it thinking it's going to be an easy ride, and you know it's going to be under scrutiny, and it's right and proper that that's the case. No doubt about that. But it can be quite a tough environment at times when there's negative headlines or there's a lot of noise around certain things. I mean, I'll go back to Floating Bridge, and I think of the staff that work down there.
Keep bringing it up.
I know, but I think it's really important, because actually, if you look at it statistically now, it's actually a really good service. But yeah, it's still got this tag of kind of where it was or has been in the last few months. And I think the council's held its hands up in some areas around that. But you're right. If a ferry goes off with another company, it perhaps isn't quite as an issue as if it was the Floating Bridge. Even now, though, the service overall is very good.
Yeah.
But that's just part of it. That's part of the challenge. You know, the only way the council can avoid some of this is to keep doing as best as possible for the people on the online.
Well, you mentioned the Floating Bridge, and I think one of the things that I read very recently is it has a 95% success rate.
It's even got, I think last month it was 99.7. It was nearly 100%. It 2 hours off, I think, in a month.
Why aren't we shouting about that?
Well, we were all kind of hoping it would be 100 so that we could say, do you know what, just... Yeah, but
yeah.
The council also doesn't... What I've learned and what I want, obviously, to sell the good stuff that goes on. But there is a reluctance to actually shout about things the council's good at. And that's maybe a bit of a culture issue within the council. Because over time, there's been huge scrutiny. And that leads to sometimes difficult and challenging press. You know, I'm saying, well, look, we're good at a lot of stuff. Let's tell the island.
Absolutely, you should.
And we are definitely getting better. There's been a lot of progress, and I've seen that, not just through me, but through other people that have worked. In the last few years, there is progress, but that's where I want the council to continue going in terms of, look, there is a lot of good stuff. We've got the new council newsletter out now, which is our way of actually, if you like, bypassing the media, but presenting a newsletter which has some really good stuff in about what the council does. So we would encourage people really to, if they want to the council, it's all very written like news articles. It's all completely straight down the line. There's no political influence in it at all. It's literally a way of us showing people and letting people see what we're good at.
Look, I know you've got to get off and have a pub lunch.
if only.
So I know you're only going to be in for 10 minutes, but you've now been in for 20, which is great. Honestly, I think that they should shout about the good news for two reasons. People need to know. Education is the best thing. We need to know what's going on, the good things, the good news, and it. Secondly, it will lead on to a positive feeling.
Yeah.
You know, you start rolling that ball now and all of a sudden it picks up momentum. Yes, we're good at this. Yes, we're good at that. Yes, we're fixing this. Yes, that was broken. Now we're trying to fix it. All of those things, if people were in the know, they're less likely to turn on you.
Yeah.
But, the fact is, if you've got good news, you should be shouting about it. Mm. And how sad it is that you don't feel like doing it, probably because you don't want to draw attention to yourself and watch all the bun fight happen on social media. What a sad world we live in.
Well, yeah, you're right. But we'll keep working on that because, like I say, it is such a big organisation. Some areas totally get it. Some are still a bit reluctant, but it's a work in progress. It's not going to be all done overnight. But, you know, I genuinely mean it when I say there's some really, really good people over there in the council. And, you know, I've got a lot of admiration for a lot of my colleagues. So the more we can do to actually showcase what they do and how we do it and how we help people, that's the big thing. It's helping people on the Isle of Wight that really need that help. You know, it goes without saying, it's a vital, vital service.
Look, I know you've got a busy day, and as always, you know, it's always a busy day. But thanks for coming in, and honestly, the door is open, and we want to, you know, and we should be. We're not a machine that goes around kicking people. We just want to get the information out there, you know, good or bad. Yep. You know, we need to get it out there. But I don't think you should ever be afraid to sort of, anybody at the council should be ever afraid of thinking we've got this blooming good news story, but we don't want to run it in fear of. You know, that's not the way it should be working. We got to work together. Everybody needs to be pulling together and working as a team, because at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We all want the Isle of Wight to flourish. We all want the Isle of Wight to be a better place. We all want better facilities and so on and so forth. You know, I could go on for hours and hours and hours, but the door's open.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time.